today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio from Iran. We're going to speak about the noble character of the Prophet. I invite all of you to be with us. Today, Thursday, is the 2nd of Rabiul Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 7th of May, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 29th of September, 2022, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. These are the first verses of Chapter Taha from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
طه
طه
ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى.
We have not sent down to you the Quran that you be distressed.
إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى.
But only as a reminder for those who fear Allah.
تنزيلا ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلى.
A revelation from He who created the earth and highest heavens.
الرحمن على العرش استوى.
The Most Merciful, who is above the throne established.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
At the beginning of this surah, we are confronted the abbreviated letters of the Quran, which excite the reader's sense of curiosity. Taha. A tradition narrated from Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, indicates that Taha is one of the names of Holy Prophet, and it means O seeker or the truth and the leader unto it. The term Taha, similar to Yasin, in the course of time has gradually been applied as a proper name for the Prophet of Islam, so far that the family of the Prophet is called Al Taha, that means the family of Taha. Also in supplication of Nudba, Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his glad advent, has been rendered into Yabna Taha.
Mustafa, Anta Nabi Al-Amin, Wa Sayyid Al-Mursaleen, Rahmatan Lil-Alameen.
Muhammad Muhammad was an ordinary human being who served as a great example to mankind. Although he was subject to the same limitations as any man and faced many trials and tribulations, yet still accomplished outstanding success in delivering his divine mission. The Prophet of Islam was sent as a mercy to all mankind, not to a specific group or race. Prophet Muhammad epitomized good moral character and behavior. He was chosen by Allah to teach the people about morality and righteousness and to worship Allah alone. Although Muhammad lived in a time when immorality and ignorance was rampant, he was still renowned for his upright and righteous character.
شيخ روحاني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear and respected brothers and sisters, first of all, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this episode, we are going to talk about the moral and ethical characteristics of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam. When the people of Mecca came to the Prophet and asked him that, okay, O Prophet, what would you do with us? How do you treat us now? Because you conquered Mecca. So now everything is under you and your companions' control. You can do whatever you want. You do whatever you can do right now with us, because based on those traditions in battles and wars, the Prophet could actually recompensate what had happened to him and to his companions. But the Prophet ﷺ told the people of Mecca that I am going to do what my brother Yusuf did with his brothers. And then it means that I will forgive you as my brother Yusuf, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salam, forgave all the brothers. Then Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam forgave all the people of Mecca, even Abu Sufyan. Not only forgave them, and there was announced that the people who actually seek refuge to the houses of the leaders of Mecca, like Abu Sufyan and the others, they will be also saved because of seeking refuge into the houses of these leaders. While these leaders waged war against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, waged wars against the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the Prophet forgave all of them. Even it is mentioned in the history that Wahshi, who was the servant of Abu Sufyan, and Hinda, the wife of Abu Sufyan, he killed Hamza, the uncle of the Prophet, Sayyid al-Shuhada alayhi salam, in the battlefield of Uhud. So even this person, this Wahshi, the servant of Abu Sufyan, was also forgiven by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
وَصَلِّي عَلَى الْهَادِي حبيبي جد الحسنين رسولي معدن الجود إمام الحرمين نبينا خير من يمشي على قدمي يا عاشق صلوا على سيد الكون سيد الكون صلى الله عليه وآله آه يا نبي.
Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners, at this part we look at special policies of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family. The Islamic legislative system benefits everyone and equates everyone, giving the nation true power, peace of mind, stability, firmness, and progress. People's belief in lofty Islamic ideals represented in the person of the Prophet prevailed on everything. It is obvious that in such an environment, personal problems and disputes are minimized, and people are overwhelmed by the spirit of togetherness, adopting the trend of giving generosity, avoiding falling into prohibitions, and sins such as theft, rape, adultery, murder, sodomy, backbiting, and other such crimes. People demonstrated beautiful manners, which had hitherto never been known, whether throughout the Arabian Peninsula or anywhere else. Then people used to favor others over their own selves in giving in the cause of Allah, the Almighty.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Nabiyil Ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim.
He was kind to the kids. Prophet of Islam always treated kids with kindness and mercy. He always enjoyed their company and played with them to make them happy. One such example can be seen from his life when he used to say to kid, "I'll give such and such," that means gift or so, "to the one who comes to me first." So they used to race and fall on his back and chest. This shows his treatment towards kids, and there are countless other examples in his lifetime where he commanded parents to be loving and caring towards their children.
The third way that Rasulullah is a form of mercy for us 1400 years ago is his shafa'a on the Day of Judgment. Brothers and sisters, do not be fooled. Every single one of us needs the shafa'a of Rasulullah on the Day of Judgment. The Day of Judgment is the day of desperation. We will all be desperate on the Day of Judgment. Look at what the Quran says. The Quran says, يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمُ لَوْ يَفْتَدِي مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِبَنِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَأَخِيهِ وَمَنْ وَفَصِيلَتِهِ الَّتِي تُؤْوِيهِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ يُنْجِي. How much do you love your kids, brothers and sisters? You will do everything for your children. You'll give your life for your children, right? Except on the Day of Judgment. The Quran says the one that has committed a crime, a sin on the Day of Judgment, he will wish that Allah takes his children just so that he is saved. يَفْتَدِي مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِبَنِيهِ. Ya Allah, take my kids, just save me. It's a day of desperation. No one will say, Ya Allah, take me to the fires of hell and spare my children. You say it in this dunya, and the akhirah you will not say it, because when you look at the fires of Jahannam, all you will want is the mercy of Allah. No way you're going to go in that fire because of any other person. This is what the Quran says. Ya Allah, take my children, take my siblings, take my spouse, take everyone in the world, just save me. It's the day of desperation, because I need what? I need to be saved on that day. We will run away, the Quran says. Why? Because it's a day of desperation. We want others to give us. We're not going to give anybody on that day. On that day, everyone is thinking about themselves. This is a hadith where Jibra'il tells Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, on the Day of Judgment, every human being is telling Allah, Nafsi, Nafsi, Ya Allah, I am in help. Don't tell me your father and mother. Me, me. We become so selfish on that day, because we don't want to go to hell. We want to make it to heaven, to paradise. Everyone, Jibreel tells Rasulullah, everyone will say nafsi, nafsi, except you, ya Muhammad. You will say ummati, ummati. Rasulullah will be thinking about us. He'll be saying, ya Allah, my ummah, my followers.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic. It was about the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny on the next episode of today's special. So accompany us. Till then, fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي